This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet is looking like the big winner in this year's Thanksgiving box office battle. But MGM's Creed II is headed towards the best Thanksgiving opening ever for a live-action movie. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. The film made almost $9 million yesterday and could earn $60 million or more by the time the weekend is done. Creed II is the eighth, yes, eighth installment in the Rocky franchise, and for director Stephen Caple Jr., it's a chance to jump from the world of small-budget indie films into a whole new ring. Stephen, welcome to the program.
No, thank you for having me.
What went through your mind when you got a call from MGM asking if you wanted to direct Creed II?
Different emotions. I would call it a wave of emotions. First is exciting, right? When you're like, oh, man, I'm about to be a part of a huge franchise or have the opportunity to. And then the other is just nervousness. It's a sequel. You want to make sure it's good. How can you go big without ruining what was great in the first one or what people loved in the older Rocky films? All that was like running through my mind when trying to say yes to doing this project.
So how different is this from the films you've directed in the past?
It's different in many ways. I mean, one, I'm dealing with a lot of actors and established characters already, which I've never done before. Stuff I've done in the past, smaller independent film, you know, did the Sundance route and film festival circuit and ended up in a few theaters. And I've done some TV work. Now, you know, it's just a bigger scale, bigger project.
And a bigger budget, right? The Land, which was your last film, had a $1 million budget.
Yeah.
And Creed II had something like a $40 or $50 million budget. So how did that play out in terms of how you chose to direct the film?
You have to kind of go to the basics. I mean, when you get into a film that's just bigger in general and has a bigger scope and people are like, hey, we're going to try to sell it worldwide, there's certain markets and beats and moments within the film that you kind of want to hit. Usually they would say more explosions. But in this case, you know, it's more fights. And I think a big thing people don't consider is the fight sequences. They cost a lot of money. You know, visual effects, trying to sell the fact that you're in a stadium with 100,000 people, you know, that can definitely put a dent in the budget. But tonally, it's all about character. So you can't really get caught up in necessarily the hype or the money.
Where do we see you the most in this film?
I would definitely say the relationships. Tessa Thompson's character and Michael B. Jordan. There's just small intimate moments, you know, between the two. And, you know, my style is a little different. I try to find a nice blend of genre and reality. But ultimately, I just go down to the heart. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it's about for me.
Films with black leads or even majority black casts are still pretty rare in Hollywood, even with the successes of movies mm-hmm. like The First Creed, Black Panther, Girls Trip. Why do you think that is?
Oh, man, I think just in general, not even just black, but even with female leads, you know what I mean? I think now is the time for us to like create this movement, and now we're having more of us behind the scenes. So you're starting to see more pictures like that now with Ryan Coogler being an executive producer on this, me being a director. I brought in a black writer named Joelle. You know, I think we're going to see these waves of films that are dealing with people of color and women that can sell on a universal market because we've proven it. We play a huge part in trending and what it means to be hip. And now you can track these things. You know, as before, I feel like it was a little harder. Now you have numbers everywhere. How many likes do you have? You know, how many comments do you have? Those are all examples of, you know, how we've transcended. You know, black people and women can sell films too.
At this point, how much does this movie's success at the box office matter to your career?
To my career?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot. Probably a lot. To me personally, I just want a good movie. I just want people to respond to it, you know what I mean, and relate. I'm not really chasing a number at all. You know, I think the studios are, obviously. Everybody wants to have a successful box office weekend. But for my career, you know, if it does well, I feel like people will start to respond more to me, the material I put out there, what I'm going to do next. It's kind of the nature of the beast, right? It's like this one step, and then next thing you know, the doors just flood open, and everybody wants to do something. But I think I'm going to just continue to be myself, see who I connect with, what I connect with, and yeah, that's it. Pretty simple.
All right, Stephen Caple Jr. is director of Creed II. The movie is out now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.